Okay. Operator.
Yes.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Well, good evening, morning, afternoon.
Hi there, Tonya. How are you?
I'm one good one, darling.
Are you floating well, my dear?
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. A little early in the morning, but not as early as many of our calls.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you've got a few dial-outs to do.
We have Hawa. Do you know of any more?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we just have Hawa.
Heidi?
Joined.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself on this last day for you?
I have a half a day tomorrow as well.
Oh, half a day tomorrow. Okay. Right. So you've got to remember I'm a day ahead where I am.
This is
Christmas Eve.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Merry Christmas. And again, thank you very much for joining us on a special day like this.
Oh, no, that's not a problem. Turkeys need cooking for a long time anyway. Sebastian seems to be in the other chat. I'll just get him across.
I am in the two chat, but I think it's better to keep one all the wrong way for the project, not to have one open for each conference call. It's why I use the same one, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Well, if everyone's in the same one, doesn't matter.
Join.
Happy to do the other one. I think that's fair enough. So if you set up the new one, can you just make sure everyone is, let me look.
I wasn't sure about Annetta. Is Annetta still on the working group?
You'd have to check with someone from Uralo. I'd be surprised if she wasn't. But you'll need to just, if you can use the, as Sebastian, I think, quite reasonably suggested, we'll go back to the other chat space so there is a continuity to what we're doing in terms of planning. And just add Wendy and Annetta across, and then we'll shut down. And I think you'll get one.
Joined.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Okay.
That doesn't sound very definite.
Oh, well, recovering from a cold, but I'm fine.
well, you see, in your colder part of the world, I'm sure there's sniffles going on.
Yeah, well, there's lots of snow, too, so.
Joined.
You're one of those people who are snowed in and can't get anywhere.
Yeah, well, it's just about that bad here, which is very unusual for my part of the world.
Well, we're in slightly unusual circumstances in mine as well. I'm sitting here in the morning, and it's grey and really very autumnal, I guess would be the best way to describe it. We've had rain and shower in the last couple of days, and this is normally our 34 and 35 and 37 and 38 degrees.
Well, I was just thinking this is the start of summer for you guys.
We're practically in the middle of summer, and it's very atypical weather everywhere, so.
Well. Looks like I'm on the right Skype chat, too, I see.
I'm in the chat. Yeah, this one. And I'll get Matthias to close. Actually, I'm not sure about closing.
I don't know. I was going to ask you. I don't think you can close the chat.
I think we actually all have to leave it. The only way to get away is to leave.
All right.
So I'll just write that in there if you like, okay? Please. And if you actually use the leave button.
Which one is that?
Up the top, little green door. Oh, right, that door. Okay. All right. Amanda, did you get on top of any of your busy life?
Yeah. I just finished my call with investors.
Okay.
We closed. We have a deal.
That's a nice to have a nice. That's a little bit of a bonus for this end of the year. A new deal. It's always good.
Yeah, it's good. That's good.
Okay. Adigo only knew us as a dial out to Hauer. Is that correct, Matthias? There's no other dial outs we know about?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. We have apologies just while we're waiting for everybody to get in. We'll give them another minute or so. We have apologies. We need to list for Dharma, and we need to capture her text. I'll put that into the chat, if you like.
Or I can link it to the agenda.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Any other apologies that we know of?
And hi, this is the Spanish interpreter, Sylvia Leite from Brazil, has just joined.
Thank you. Do we know who is on the Spanish channel? Marina? Sylvia, I assume?
And Sylvia would like to know the people that are present in the call at this time.
We will do a roll call in just one moment, okay? Okay, we also have apologies from Sue A. Nugent. Now, I'll write it the wrong way in the... I'll write it the right way so we get it properly done. At the AP RALO meeting yesterday, we reiterated that even though we have got a summit sub-working group, which CUA is part of, the time in Vietnam is particularly unfriendly, so she has asked me to proxy for her in these meetings, but to have someone who isn't as crazy as I am joining calls at 3 and 4 in the morning is probably asking a little bit much. Okay, let's do a roll call. In the English channel, we have Cheryl, Sebastian, Gareth, Vanda, Wolf. Anyone else?
Matthias and I believe
Heidi.
Heidi and Matthias are here on from staff. And in the Spanish channel, we have Sylvia and anyone else?
Mayra.
Okay. Anyone else in the Spanish channel?
No, not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Vanda, did I miss you in the English channel? I do apologize. Of course you're here.
No problem.
And it's not that I've started my Christmas cheer yet. I have a cup of coffee, I can assure you. It's not even eggnog. Okay. Actually, I wouldn't mind a bit of eggnog at this time of the day. Right, we've listed apologies. Anyone else can pop apologies onto the chat space. The first matter is the summit schedule, and those of you... thank you, Adigo. Those of you who have their computers open are looking at the Atlas Room requirements. And exactly what do we need to discuss here? I would suggest if this goes to Wolf to review at this point in time. I know he and Heidi have had additional conversations since our last meeting, so perhaps he and Heidi can bring us up to speed with this.
Yes, if I may start, this is Heidi, if I may start on the points 1A and points 1B.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I've just had a good meeting with Stacy Hofbeg here in Marina Del Rey, and very good news is that we have sorted out the Excel sheet information that BCD, the organization that is going to be handling the travel, we've basically agreed on the information that is going to be required, and Matthias and I will be able to submit the basic travel information, and once BCD receives that, they will then send out to all eligible ALSs an introductory letter and then handle the travel from there.
That is very good news. I remain concerned about bringing in all of our people through Los Angeles or straight through American gateways. Who is going to be managing visa and, more importantly, country transition visas? We had somebody with the expertise in BCD to do that?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Okay, well, they're really going to have me to deal with, in possibly my worst genre, if one of our people are held up because of a visa issue.
Okay. I will tell that to Stacy, that they are concerned about the visa issues. But again, I asked her directly whether costs would be covered if, for example, someone needed to travel to a capital to get a visa, and she said yes, the travel costs would be covered.
We should do travel costs to get visa. We should, in fact, reimburse for expensive visas. And most importantly, I'm concerned about the transition visas because, Heidi, you need to know we have had someone held in excess of 24 hours in a country as a stopover returning from San Juan.
Okay.
And I never want that to happen to any of our people ever again.
Okay. I will make a note of that and pass that on to Stacy. Thank you for that.
I mean, she happened to be intelligent, assertive, and capable enough to lead the rest of her group through this without too much stress. But we're talking arrest here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So let's not have this happen to any of our people for the summit. And that would have been a simple matter of going through a different country. Right?
Okay.
She should have only been in that country in the airport for less than 2 hours. As it was, her family didn't know where she was for 27.
Okay.
So that's why I'm a little toey about visas. Okay, so threaten them and then go back ahead to what you were telling us, and then obviously Wolf has a little bit to say as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that from my side, that basically is the information, is that, see, point 1B is how does the Summit Working Group plan on gathering ALS participant information, and basically the people here at Marina Del Rey working with this outsourced organization, BCD, they will be handling the travel. And so once they are in contact with the ALSs, BCD, they will follow up with emails, continuous emails during that booking period in order to ensure that the flights are chosen on time. And I will stress again that visa information is taken care of and that proper countries for going through the countries are the correct countries.
This was raised with Stacey at the Cairo meeting, Heidi, so she is aware of it. She won't be surprised that, you know, I'm becoming a little assertive on this topic. But the new management group obviously need to be threatened, and I'm perfectly happy to be more than threatening. One of the things that we also need to look at is the date when we will have a list of the participants. Nice that they are collecting them, but we also need to provide a list for our own management. So when will we be getting our list of participants?
Okay, Matthias? Are you?
So you mean a list with the confirmed participants? Because we have,
yes.
I mean, we have the draft list, which is just everybody who responded to the first questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And we will send this list to BCD Travel, and hopefully we'll be able to give you an update on that by the end of the first week of January.
Good.
When everybody has been contacted and possibly followed up by telephone. And then we should have, I would say we have a good estimate of how many participants and who is going to come to Mexico.
Excellent.
Because in some cases it might be somebody else from the same ALS. We don't know yet because they haven't been contacted.
Yeah. Well, in my case, for example, the person traveling to the summit for the ALS won't be me. It'll be our executive director, Holly Raich, because I need succession planning. If I'm hit by a bus, the ALS still needs to function. And I know that's something that one or two of the ALSs who happen to have highly involved with the summit planning people, Evan perhaps, will want to send an alternate to the actual summit, which I know we've discussed before, we've agreed before, and it would end up to be, I think, three, perhaps four people, which we certainly should be able to do.
And when available, Sylvia would like to say something.
Yes, she may say so now. Please, go ahead, Sylvia.
I did want to tell you that the Rallo region in Latin America, we already have eight people confirmed and the names of the people. So eight of our organizations for La Crallo, and that's all I wanted to let you know.
Oh, excellent. Can I ask Sylvia to perhaps just email that across, or if Adigo, if you could collect them in your... Are you on chat with Sylvia?
I am not, unfortunately.
That's fine. I'll just ask Sylvia if she could pass on the names she has collected to date. Which is going to be the best address? I think possibly staff at large. I think that's the best repository, don't you, Matthias?
Yeah, that's the best. Just send it to
okay.
at large.
Okay.
And I will not send it today, but I'll send it definitely tomorrow. I'm not. I'll connect that on the chat today. But by tomorrow, we'll have that. This is to Matthias's address, correct?
Just send it to staff.
To staff? Okay.
If it does go to Matthias, then he'll copy it across to staff. But he probably won't see it until he comes back from his vacation, which is the 5th. Now, that actually raises a question. Should we have a dedicated email address now we're getting into the meaty part of this planning for inquiries or questions that are coming up that not just staff but a few key people on this working group are in? Should we have a specific questions at or inquiries at summit.at large or something?
I think that's a very good idea. Matthias, is that technically possible, easily?
I think it's a very good idea. I don't know what the process is to get a new email address, but I would say we just send out the request today, and then I'm sure we get one by the first week of January.
Has that been done in the past for other large conferences, Cairo or Paris?
No,
it
didn't
hasn't.
Have any fun.
It should be a very simple matter, and it's certainly something that could be done by the tech people in about 5 minutes, between one cup of coffee and the next. they should be able to do it.
You don't know our tech people.
All right, between one Coke and a cup of coffee. If the address, and just decide what you between you two, what you think it should be, advice at, questions at, or just summit at will do. Mexico Summit at will do. It needs to be copied to the staff at large list, and the key people here, which is Wolf, Evan, Gareth, Vanda, Sebastian, myself, who else?
Sylvia, and I don't know.
Vanda, Sylvia. Gareth, did you want to stick your nose in there, or are you happy to let us fly?
I'm happy to let it fly as is. What about Dharma? Do you want her to have me?
I think Dharma could be very good, but I would like her permission to...
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good thought. A good thought.
I know. I had this whole involvement with getting the national privacy principles adopted by government here in my country, so it's one of those things I'm a bit funny about.
Oh, okay.
And obviously we can add others like Dharma later. So it just redirects to those addresses. And it
Jack
just
Adam?
Means that if we get anything, someone will pick it up.
Jack
sometime. Adam? It gives us 24 hours coverage. Okay, anything more from you, Heidi? Or
No, I think that Matthias wants to cover the point 1C, which is the second survey. I think he's very proud of that, and he should be.
Okay, Matthias, it's all yours.
Well, just wanted to say that we'll send out the survey, the questionnaire later today or tomorrow morning, and it has been extended to January 12th, which should give us some time to make sure that every ALS can respond to the survey, because I'm sure a lot of people will be off to holidays until the 4th or the 5th, and we will publish some results on the 5th or the 6th of January, just to give you some idea what the most interested topics are, and then we will publish the final results on the 13th or the 14th of January.
Excellent. That's excellent. That's absolutely brilliant. One of the follow-ons from that, which we have discussed at the ALAC XCOM meeting, was it only in the last 24 hours? Some short time ago, anyway. There is an additional piece of usage of the priorities or the criteria selection for the workshops that the survey will give us. The ALAC is going to be required to come up with a short list of three important topics from a perspective of what we will discuss at the round table, which will be held on Monday afternoon. That's the first day of the ICANN meeting. As a joint advisory committee and support organisation activity. Each part of ICANN, ourselves included, will be asked to send representatives up to five. I wonder why they had five. It could have something to do with Cheryl saying we have five regions. And so I would like to see one person from each of our regions sitting around this round table, which of course will be square, and discussing the views on two or three, we're planning three topics that are of mutual interest to be ICANN-wide. What I'd like Wolf to give me some feedback on regarding this outcome is, should we avoid topics that are going
Cheryl,
to
I'm not hearing you.
Okay, should we avoid topics that are going to be used as major workshop or working group activities of the summit, or should we use topics that our summit people have worked on extensively? I would like to think that the summit activities contribute towards our representatives, and here I'm hoping they'll be people that are selected during the summit so that they're actually ALS people rather than people in a leadership role. How do you want to approach that? Can we look at avoiding some of the topics that the summit wishes to focus on, or should we use some of the topics that the summit wishes to focus on?
Well, I'm not finally sure about this point. I think we should reflect two options. My best case scenario would be if more people step in, like we have already received confirmations from different people like Patrick, like Lutz, etc., who are already offering particular issues on security or DNSSEC, or we have Bo Brendler and Wendy doing something on who is. So these are already quite established people, and I think we strongly have to count on them. But I would be very pleased if additional inputs would be given by ALS representatives or RALO representatives who have not been yet so active in this respect. And I think we have to encourage more people to submit inputs to the summit. Otherwise, we will always have the same round of already well-known and already specialized people running the summit.
Yeah. Wolf, can I suggest then, going back to the results that Matthias is going to have by, did you say the 12th of January?
Yeah, the final results on the 13th and an estimation on the 6th or the 7th.
Okay. It seems to me like we have a natural time and date, well, a natural date to look at our next summit meeting so we can review that list. And, Wolf, many of us might have knowledge of people with particular expertise. For example, from Holly Raish's point of view, when she's not acting as a 0.3 full-time equivalent as our paid executive director for ISOC AU, she's teaching cyber law and is part of the Australian Privacy Commission group. So we probably will be able to look at the shortlisted topics and start suggesting people who may be approached to be presenters or take leadership roles in the working groups. Is that what you'd like to see happen?
And when available, Sylvia would like to see something?
Wolf, is that what you'd like to see happen?
Yes, it's going into this direction. You're right.
Hello, everybody. It's Hawa.
Hello, Hawa. Thank you for joining us. You need to mute, Hawa. It's a little noisy. Thank you. Go ahead, Sylvia.
And answering a bit to what Wolf just said, La Palo region, there are many attorneys, and one of the main subjects that they were actually interested for the summit was the thing related to security. So I will definitely try to speak to the ones that chose that subject, and maybe one of them can actually participate in giving a chat or a conference in regards to the security issues for La Palo, at least.
I had difficulty hearing that, Adigo. It was a very bad echo on the line. Can you repeat and repeat slowly, please?
Of course. Not a problem. Just a moment. Can you hear me?
We can hear three of you.
I highly apologize for that. I think it's an echo.
Oh, yeah. So perhaps just a short version of what Sylvia was saying.
So responding once again to what Wolf said, there are many attorneys in our region who chose the subject related to security as one of the main subjects important subjects. So I will try to get in contact with many of these attorneys to see if one of them would be interested in participating and maybe giving a chat in the roundtable, for example, to speak about that subject in regards to security within the La Crolla region.
Well, thank you very much. I think security is very likely to get a short listing on what ends up in the round table. And if the other RALOs agree, I think that's something we could all contribute to. But that's part of the process. Go ahead, Wolf.
If you just have a look on the last draft, after there's an echo in the line, I think. She sounds
there is
horrible.
Indeed.
I'm always hearing me twice. If you have a look on the last version of the draft summit program, Scheme Mexico February 09, which was on the workspace, we have quite a lot of confirmed sessions already.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take this as a minimum input, but I think there are more, perhaps more concerns or ideas from the community. I wouldn't like to completely exclude at that stage of the preparation. And I discussed this last Friday with Heidi already. We have some essential topics which are highly relevant, I think, for ICANN Internet User Summit, like the issue of IDN. I got the confirmation from Hong already. She is prepared and willing to prepare this. I have no name so far for IPv6. But I have the confirmation already on the WHOIS and privacy issue by Bo and Wendy. I have the name server security issue confirmed by Lutz and Patrick. I have an offer on the transparency and accountability by Wolfgang already, and we have the just a moment. I have Rudy already on the list on cybersecurity. So these are quite essential issues. We have the people already, but now it depends how many people will now sign in for the five subjects we are asking for, and who is going to take responsibility for this.
Okay, well, there's two things. First of all, I just want to make sure I captured each of those topics properly. I had IDNs, IPv4 transition to IPv6, name server security, and I did say security in general. I probably meant to say stability in general there, cyber security, and there was one other, Wolf. What was that?
Just a moment, I have to...
I think it was Rudy's, Wolf. Was it cybercriminality?
It was registrar's involvement in cybercriminality,
yeah.
Spam, etc. And this was Rudy, yes. And may I ask Sebastian back again? I think there were the names of Oliver missing on the last version of my listing. Sebastian, you asked them already, and they confirmed.
Yes, yep. Yes, yes.
It's just gone onto the chat, Crepin Ledbom. Okay. I'm seeing some natural clustering here for the round table. It looks to me like cybersecurity, taking in all levels of security, may be something that we will be putting forward to the round table as an important issue, and I would suspect the rest of ICANN will probably agree with that as well. And it will be interesting in our January meeting to see what else is obviously floating to the surface. It's quite likely that IDNs will still be there. And I'm unsure about V4 to V6. It's something that parts of the world are more interested in than others. Howard, did you wish to say something? If you do, Howard, we have you muted. Your line seemed to be causing the echo, and you will need to hit *6 again, I believe, to unmute. *7 to unmute.
And Howard, if you need help in translation to be able to participate more accurately, don't hesitate. I will translate. Moi, si tu as besoin que je parle en français, que tu parles en français, que je traduise, n'hésite pas.
D'accord, merci. Mais comme je viens d'arriver, je ne suis pas un peu ouverte sur quel point. Je viens juste.
On est en train de discuter des points les plus importants qui
oui,
sont
des,
dans
des
les
contenus,
tables,
non
du contenu des tables rondes les plus importantes. Oui, voilà. On essaye de faire la liste.
Oui, il y a Beau qui disait, ou bien je ne sais plus qui, par rapport à la cybersécurité, les femmes,
oui, oui.
Je suis de même avis que lui, c'est une question très importante. Si on peut intégrer ça dans le contenu, les utilisateurs ont besoin de connaître plus d'informations sur ce problème-là.
What's important for our work to say that cybersecurity and especially spam, it's a very important issue for the end users and how we can handle that and what is a way staying into the remit of ICANN, but what could be useful for end users, it's an important point.
Thank you.
Thank you indeed. I
would like to add myself one point. It's that I know that it will be a hot topic again.
Wait 1 minute, Sebastian. Adigo, please mute. Please mute. Power again. Okay, go ahead, Sebastian.
Yeah. Thank you, Gerald. Just to add that one point that will be... still, I guess, in a discussion in Mexico, and I really think that we as an end user, we need to have a discussion in depth again in Mexico together. It's about the new GTLD program.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, we're of the time. If we can perhaps move on to the next agenda item, I'm assuming here that we have now got just to look at the question of the post-session. Is there a welcome reception post-session planned on Saturday night, and who will be in charge of this event?
Actually, Cheryl, can I make
yes?
a comment?
Please do, Heidi.
Just the points A and B. Have we gone over those in terms of looking at the document summit space allocation and requirements? And here, a key question that Matthias and I had were, for example, if you look under Sunday on that document, you'll see that there are working groups, first session and second session, scheduled for Sunday, as well as each of the RALO General Assembly's Part 1, and our question is, do you want to have all of those on Sunday or move the second session of the working groups to Tuesday to balance the schedule?
Wolf, that's all yours.
I'm not sure if I got, Sylvia, if I got all of your message.
Sorry, well, this is Heidi.
This was Heidi.
Yes.
Can you just repeat it? Because I have, again, this echo in the line.
Yeah, okay. Here, is that better?
This is much better.
Okay, I was on speakerphone. Just if you look at the Summit Space Allocation and Requirements document, which I think is on the workspace.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see that on Sunday there's a very full day currently where we have working groups 1 through 5 sessions, the first session as well as the second session, as well as the part 1 of all of the General Assemblies, for the five regions. So the question Matthias and I had is that, do you want to have such a full day on Sunday, or should we move the second session of the working groups to Tuesday?
I think this could be a good option. I must admit, I do not have the full subsequence of what event, what session, what time slot will follow to the other. I do not have this in my mind already. I'm at the stage now collecting the range of issues we would like to cover. And I am still differentiating in between the musts and in between the nice to have or the wishfuls. And how we rank them, how we order them in the line of Saturday and Sunday. I have not a definite, I still don't have a definite idea on that. I'm still open to whatever dramaturgical or whatever rational considerations.
Okay, may I continue, Cheryl, or did you want to take that?
Please do continue, and I would also like to hear other people's opinions in this call on that. I'm just muting at the moment because I'm doing a few noisy things. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is what Matthias and I had discussed, and my thoughts then after the meeting that I had with Wolf this past Friday is that currently we are waiting for the ALSs to choose their top five topics. And depending on what those topics are, those will then determine the working groups 1 through 5 that are listed on the Summit Space Allocation document. Now, we're assuming that many of those topics will be the ones that are on the document that Wolf prepared entitled Draft Summit Program Scheme. For example, the Who Is in Privacy or Transparency and Accountability.
Heidi, just one thing. I didn't link this document to the summit agenda because I thought we might have to concentrate on the room allocation first.
Okay. Sorry, so which one is there? Let's take a look.
The one that I linked to the agenda is the room requirements number 5.
Okay, the room requirements. Okay.
And just one thing I would like to add is I haven't been on the last two summit calls, but I thought that we need to have the room requirement list ready as soon as possible to make sure that we have everything in place, and then we can add the content to whatever.
Exactly. I wonder if that's. But it's also important to know which topics that we want. You know.
Of course.
Please, Sebastian. I think we need to. Not link today the content and the room requirements.
Yeah,
We have the room requirement was terminate at the end of the last call because Nick told us that he need to send it to the staff group taking care of the room and so on. And that was done. If I remember well, you are asking good question about if it will be the second working group or a second regional meeting or the first one or whatever, and we don't know yet what it was done.
Okay.
It's to say that
in
any case, we have 5 rooms and we have 2 rooms where with interpretation. And then we will feed those rooms with our working group, one of the 5, and our General Assembly of the RALO meeting, one of the 5.
Okay, so and you're saying, your understanding, Sebastian, is at this point we don't need to determine whether the working group sessions 1 and 2 will take place all on Sunday, or if the second session of each of the 5 working groups will take place on Tuesday?
No, I don't. I think we need to have. I guess what I would like to suggest is that we need to do this work between now and our next conference call, but in a smaller group.
Okay.
I guess we don't need to be 10 on to discuss that issue. We need to discuss that. That's important. And I suggest that we do that just prior to our next conference call with very few people. You, I could be participating and involved. And if somebody else wants to be part, to prepare something further for our group to be discussed on the next conference call.
May I, Cheryl?
Go ahead, Wolf.
I think this is a very good idea, Sebastian. I would strongly like to support this. This goes a bit in the direction of this suggested steering group, which has to work out all the details and the practical points. And as I discussed this last Friday with Heidi, I'm still a bit confused. I appreciate the work which was done regarding the summit space allocations and requirements. And the days and the potential events which are mentioned there. But I'm still a bit confused about the duration.
Yeah.
It's a one, a second, third, fourth, fifth, the sixth column. Because I think, just taking it as an example, the Saturday AM introduction, orientation, and welcome. This session, according to me and to my experience, won't go for 4 hours.
Cool.
I think the introduction, orientation, welcome, and opening session all together may be 4 hours. And if we take this, for example, for Saturday AM, we could start with the issue-related sessions in the second part of the day, in the afternoon. And if you agree, after the Christmas holidays and just before we will have our next a phone conference, I will now dare to make a program schedule with some provisional hours already in it. Please don't understand that this is any fixed idea by myself, but just to structure it a bit more in detail, how many time we have to allocate for an introduction, for a welcome, for a keynote speech, for the one-to-one, ICANN one-to-one session, and if we allocate a bit more precise timing to this, we will get a more precise idea about what will follow afterwards, and we get a better structure.
Okay,
thank
well,
you,
so we will schedule a call talk about the room requirements before the next summit call, right?
With a smaller group, yeah. With
the,
maybe the hardcore group that has been suggested.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's the way forward. So at the end of this meeting, we need to establish two meeting times and dates. That would preferably be at some point between the 14th and the 16th of January.
Is there no possibility to have something before that?
Well, we could have it between the 8th and the 12th if you are wanting to work with the preliminary results from the survey.
Yes. I must admit I would like to prefer this option.
Okay. Well, we can have the hardcore group meeting on either 7, 8 or 9, and we can have the next summit meeting on 14, 15, 16, one of those days. Okay?
Just a moment. 7 would be all right for me. 8, the 8 wouldn't work, or the 9. The 7 and 9 would be okay for me.
Okay. Is there anyone who can't make either of those dates from the hardcore group? That being, we're not sure about Evan and Darlene. Sylvia, 8 or 9 of January, okay for you for another meeting?
7 or 9. Okay.
And that's fine, whichever of the 2 days is fine from Sylvia.
Okay, well, can we set up a doodle then for the hardcore group to establish the 7th or the 9th?
Okay, good
that
idea.
Time either 2000 or 2030 UTC, whichever suits.
I suppose.
And then we'll need a second doodle. Wolf, can you have a look at your following week, 14, 15, 16?
Yes. I'm just standing in for... I'm again available the 14th. Monday and Thursday I'm doing lectures. Therefore, I'm not available the 15th, but 14th and 16th would be all right for me.
Okay, and that then, is there anyone on this call who has an immediate preference for one or cannot make one of those dates, 14 and 16 January?
No.
In the absence of anyone saying they have a problem on one of those days, we need a second doodle set up for the whole of the Summit Working Group members to establish which day, and again, I'm assuming a 2000 or a 2030 UTC meeting time. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Once again, which time you say, can you tell again? 20?
2000 or 2030?
20 or... Okay, who set up? I set up or Magia set up?
I can do it.
I'm sorry, I said it, and that was because we've met normally at 2000 UTC, and today we're meeting at 2030 UTC.
Yeah, so that's okay.
I
just to know
who takes care of that,
to set up the doodle.
Sorry, I heard said, not set. My apologies, Sebastian. Matthias, would you prefer Sebastian to set this up or you?
No, it's okay. I can do it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Matthias.
Okay, thank you, Matthias.
Okay, if we can go back to our agenda, have we now looked at 1AB in sufficient detail? If so, the poster session, the question of is there a welcome reception, poster reception planned on the Saturday night, who will be in charge of this event? Mm-hmm. Can that also go to the hardcore groups discussion? Nobody's saying no, so let's move all of the items under one to the hardcore group discussion in the week of the 5th of January. The selection of working groups we've also discussed at some length. What we haven't looked at, and that again will be picked up in both the next meetings, what we haven't looked at is the working groups preparation of draft working group statements. Confirm that working groups are to form secretariats to prepare draft statements. Okay. I've read it. What's the conversation relating to that? Wolf, does this come back to your suggestion that we find more people to be involved in each of the working groups and act in leadership? Okay.
Yes.
Can we pass that off to the meeting in the hardcore group meeting? Because we'll need the actual definition of what topics are going to make the working groups, I think, before we can look at that. But we do agree in this call that draft statements and background materials need to be prepared.
Cheryl, may I just add something for 2.C poster session? Is there a welcome reception?
Certainly.
Pardon?
Certainly, go ahead.
Uh, I I would combine both. I would try to make a short introduction as a kind of an official welcome reception. The other idea would be all ALSs are supposed to arrive the day before the summit starts. This would mean on Friday evening. Another option would be we make a short welcome reception on the Friday evening before the official opening of the summit. This is one option, or we combine the welcome reception with a poster session. And this would mean we make a short introduction and then leave it up to the to the participants to walk around and to inform them in the poster session about what are the respective ALSs, what are they doing, and how they are presenting themselves during that session. And this is something we do not have to steer or to moderate or to follow the whole time. We give an introduction and then we leave it up to the social process, who is making contact with somebody else.
Okay. Both very valid ways forward. What's the feeling of the rest of the meeting? Go ahead, Sebastian.
You are talking about to do something on Friday evening. That's right?
No, it was a question, Sebastian.
Okay. Yes. My from my experience to the Paris meeting is that the day before the meeting, any meetings, it's a time to set up and for the people to arrive and to be late and to set up the booth or whatever it will be for the poster. Then I don't think that Friday will be
suitable.
The best time to do that. And I would like to add that we certainly, as the core group, will need to have some time also to meet prior to Saturday meeting. Then I would like to suggest that we, if we can do something and invent a special event on Saturday evening with the poster, with the booth or whatever name you want to give, but with the possibility to present the different LSs with some food and something like that, it will be better and easier, I guess.
Thank you for that, Sebastian. Did I hear Gareth in the background there?
Yes, that's right. But I've just been listening to this, and I think that the concerns about Friday evening are probably valid, and Saturday would probably work better, I would think.
I agree as well.
Gets my personal support, I must say. The other advantage of this Saturday, sorry, I'm actually putting my breakfast things away in the kitchen if you wonder what that clatter was. yes, it is breakfast time where I am. The possibility of us inviting available members of the board and other AC and SO leadership to come to our welcome reception and to wander around the poster session would be very appropriate on the Saturday, but very unlikely on the Friday. And that, of course, means that we are exposing the rest of ICANN, at least in its leadership, to the enormous variety, quality and quantity of at-large structures we have in our summit. Okay, if there's no other discussion on that, do we agree that we will be putting draft statements together for the working groups? Now, this is an important question because you can start with a clean slate and just say, OK, we're going to talk about cybersecurity. Or you can prepare a draft statement or white paper for discussion by the working group. This can be a well-formed and way-forward document, or it can be an inflammatory and antithesis document. There's other ways of getting the working groups operational, and that is to pose two or three questions or scenarios for them to discuss, to get the concepts of their concerns about, let's use the term, the probable example of cybersecurity. So there's a number of ways of getting the working groups up and running. Which way should we be doing that? And are we going to have them elect a person to act as rapporteur in the traditional sense of the word, to keep a track of the discussions and to assist in drafting an outcome of the working group activity?
Cheryl, may I ask a question?
Please go ahead.
This is a point I was not sure whether to raise it in the hardcore group or right now. I think every issue session needs responsible persons who is organizing it.
Mm-hmm.
That means who is preparing it for the summit. Because I'm not taking it for granted that the hardcore group is preparing 5 to 10 or 15 content-related sessions at the time. I think this is something we simply cannot do. Let's take the example of the security working group. I was asking Patrick and Lutz, are you going to have this in Mexico happen? They confirmed, yes, we do it. I asked them, are you preparing it in terms of content? Yes, we do. Then we have two people who will be responsible for preparing the whole session for the summit. Then besides these two key persons, we, for each session, I think at least we need a chair or a moderator person who are not the input persons, and we need at least one or two rapporteurs. This means altogether for all or for each content session, we need a group of 5 people taking the whole responsibility, caring for the inputs for a white paper, which in best case will be distributed to the community before the summit happens. This should be distributed to the people before they are traveling to Mexico, that they have the chance to go through, let's say, an input paper of about 1 to 2 pages. Then they give the inputs during the session, then the moderator is doing the moderation, and then we have to have 2 rapporteurs who are reporting back to the plenary type of sessions and for the final report of the summit.
Okay. I think that's an excellent outline plan. Does anyone have an alternate or disagreement with Wolf's proposal?
No.
Nothing in the Spanish channel? Sylvia, you're happy with that?
I completely agree. I think it's a very good idea that everybody knows in advance what's going to be treated. That way you can actually show up with an actual opinion that you're going to be giving at the time.
Good. Okay. Well, I think that's a given. I think that's an excellent way forward. And I think we need to have the subtleties of this further developed in the hardcore group meeting, okay?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, while I'm multitasking here, because it's so much easier for people who don't have English as their first language to follow things on the chat, if we type a short order or a brief synopsis of what each of us are saying, and anyone else, feel free to just type up. It doesn't just have to be me capturing everything. I think that takes care of 2B, 2A and 2B, and all of Section 1 will be revisited by the hardcore group. This takes us to summit logistics, and here we're going to look at staff for a little bit of input. The concept of a dedicated summit website and the development of the content to be completed by the end of January.
Matthias?
Yes. The website navigation has been set up for translation, and we have an outside to work on the content of the new website. We still need to develop the content for the summit pages on the new website navigation structure, but I think this should be possible to have it all set up by the end of January. I should be able to give you a more detailed update when we meet the next time in January. But I think we are on track at the moment.
Okay. So we will discuss this further in our hardcore group meeting, and then give a full update with, I would like to think, not quite go live, but roughed up go live, real sites for us to look at in the next summit meeting in the week of the 12th. The part B of that is a suggestion of a more human face, a participant Facebook style of activity, including the name of the participant, the name of the ALS they represent, region, photo, etc. I think this really does humanise and aid, if this is particularly done in advance, and aid networking. It's extremely useful for us to be able to have a very human face, and it will go a long way to continuing what I believe will be a very important at-large structure, inter-regional and intra-regional network at the end of the summit. It is my belief that the management, the member management system should be capable of doing all of this. Matthias, I'm sure you can take this on notice for the next meeting if needs be, if you don't have the answer to this question. But am I correct in that assumption that we should be able to do that as part of the member management system that is already being done for at large?
Well, we talked to Nick about this before he left last Tuesday, and he said that he preferred that staff did not get involved with the Facebook type page or site with regards to the summit, because we don't currently have the capacity to set up such a site. So if somebody from the Summit Working Group wants to get in contact with all the ALSs, we're happy to provide the email addresses of all the participants. We can.
I'm not asking about the logistics of contact. Let me make it very, very clear. I'm asking whether the back end of the website, of the member management system that is being...
Yeah, well, it comes down to the same thing.
...can manage to take that data if we collect it.
I cannot give you an answer because he just at this point he told me we shouldn't get involved in this. I'm not sure if we have it. I can't give you an answer to that.
I will be pursuing that with Nick directly, and we will have some sort of feedback on that. What I don't want to do is use a actual Facebook. It can't be an external and particularly fraught with lack of privacy protection site. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Sorry to have been a little bit provocative to say Facebook participant, but I think we can't wait to find something working straight on. And I was willing to use the system set up for the membership, but he's still not here, and I don't see how it will be here before the end of January. And I think if we want to have the photos and some other information, we need to work. We have an offer from the ICANN Wiki people to help us doing that. And even if eventually at the end of the day we have to duplicate this information, I don't think it's a bad idea, because today when you want to find somebody a photo or some contact information, somebody participating regularly in the ICANN group, you go to the ICANN wiki. Then I really want to have an internal tool for the content, and that's it's important. It's done within our wiki or website or whatever will be set up for that. But I think for the part of the communication of the people who will participate and to be able to be contacted by outside of the summit people itself, the ICANN wiki could be a good idea. They are willing to help us, and I don't think we can't. Well, we can say no, of course, but I think when somebody is willing to help you, it's and I think it will be useful. I think we need to tell them yes, you can help us, and if you think so, I am sure that some of us will be able to interface with those guys, and I am willing to do that if you want.
Okay, what's the feeling of the rest of the group on the call? Does anybody object to us pursuing that method?
No.
No.
Okay. I wish, Sebastian, that the words ICANN Wiki had been there. I have a visceral reaction to the word Facebook, and it is not a pleasant one. yes, ICANN Wiki is something that we have interacted with before. Many of us already have pages on the ICANN Wiki. It is something that if we can discuss with them to have a summit-specific section to it, and obviously that same content can become part of their macro site as well, with people's permission, that would be fine. If that's the case, then it's going to be a very simple matter to organise, and hopefully it's also going to be data that can be integrated to the member management system, which, as I say, I will still pursue with Nick when he gets back, because I've been led all along to believe that exactly this data, including photo, will be part of the member management system. One moment, Wolf. It's then going to be, I would think, if ICANN Wiki people are involved, a matter of them sending the personal page link to each of our participants, and then it is self-generated content. Go ahead, Wolf.
I had a discussion, a repeated discussion with Chuck Kisselberg already, and he's quite keen to support us for any summit preparation.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, he's already kind of pre-informed, and now it's up on us to recontact Chuck Kisselberg again and to discuss details on the format with him.
That's fantastic, Wolf, and I know, you know, Chuck's had many of us on his site for a long time, and I have great faith in the integrity and the protection of privacy and details that they offer. The other advantage that they offer now, of course, is excellent blogging tools, so they may be able to bring more to our summit website than first meets the eye. Might I propose that part of our time at our hardcore group meeting is spent not just discussing this in concert, but perhaps inviting Chuck or one of the representatives from ICANN Wiki to come and speak to us?
I think it's a good idea, because he was willing to come to the last chat and this one, and I told him that we need first to decide where we want to go and how we want to go. But I think it's a good time to have a discussion with him on how we will do that.
Okay.
I will suggest, because I...
Does anyone object?
I would suggest to take him to discuss with him and to keep Wolf in the loop and to invite him to our hardcore group meeting for one part of the meeting.
I strongly support this.
Okay, well, if does anyone object to that?
No.
It certainly has my absolute support, so part of our agenda is going to be a conversation, a specific conversation with the ICANN Wiki people, and we need to ensure that they're invited and probably to be included in the doodle. So I'll leave that up to Wolf and Sebastian to ensure that that they're involved in that doodle. You'll have to pass that email address for Chuck. and let him know he's more than welcome to send a proxy or to have more than one person join us. And we can schedule from that meeting on. The outreach briefings, the working groups to work with staff to draft content question, again, we really can't deal with that other than in principle that we think it's a good idea. We've already mentioned white papers in our conversation, so that gets carried over to the hardcore groups discussions, and we will be finalising that in our next summit meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, Cheryl, can I just add one thing?
Go ahead.
Yes, that was. I'm very glad to hear that you think it's a good idea. Nick and I discussed that with Global Partnerships, so that's a way that we're reaching across the ICANN organization, is to include them into the development with this. And we're going to be working with Bo Brenler to get some of his consumer writers to be able to write very clearly and concisely.
Excellent.
Yeah. Very good.
That's fantastic. And obviously all our translations will be able to be happening in a timely manner then.
Yes. They're, again, very short documents, so that shouldn't take too long.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm looking now at the USBs, explore opportunities for distributing loaded USBs with content and sourcing. I'm all for this, but what does everyone else think?
I think it's a perfect idea.
The only thing I would like to say is I'd like to see them actually branded USBs so it has At Large Summit, Mexico, and the date on it.
Yeah.
Cheryl?
Yes, go ahead, Matthias.
I think the idea was to get in contact with the distributor of the USB sticks at the Paris and the Cairo meeting. I think it was .asia who sponsored the USB sticks in Cairo and Paris.
Would you like me to do that, seeing as Asia Pacific Regional at Large organization has .asia as our secretariat?
That'd be great. Actually, I was in contact with the APRL secretariat, and he didn't know at that point. And
I'll tell Pavan that the people who pay his weekly wage are the ones who did it. So I'll just.
All right. Well, thanks.
I'll
yeah.
have a conversation with Pavan and his boss, okay?
All right, thank you.
No, thank you, Cheryl. That's great. Thank you.
That's all right. I'm sure I can convince Edmund that it's an important thing for .asia to do, especially if they can brand the other side of it. Are we happy with them co-branding?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect idea. It's Sebastian. It's a perfect idea because it's coming from one Rollo, and that's good too. Even if it's you, Cheryl, was sharing that I like it's if it's original, I think it's better even. And I would like to take this opportunity to say that we need to set up a logo, and I would like very much that in addition to this USB, we can use this logo to any communication, and if we can print stickers to add to our badge during the meeting, it will be also very important to see that we are coming for the summit, for the ICANN meeting, but more specifically for the summit, and we are participants to the summit.
In fact, thank you for raising the issue of badging. I would be very keen to have a very distinctive part to the badging that goes to summit participants. One of the things, seeing as up to date, various of us at least have walked around with bright green dots on us saying, talk to me about the at-large summit. We've sort of established a colour, at least, from my perspective. I'm perfectly happy to walk around with bizarre colours on me. One thing would be, because we're starting in advance of the ICANN meeting, we may in fact need two identity passes. one for the standard ICANN and one for our earlier summit. We need to think about that, and we need to talk with the meetings people about that.
I can do that. I can look into that.
That would be great. And it brings me...
May I?
Go
part
ahead,
of the so. Answer? Yeah, it's I will not ask this way, Cheryl. If you let me, I will ask. The summit, part of the ICANN meeting, is starting on the Saturday morning. We need to have the people budget on Friday when they arrive and on the Saturday morning. And
yes,
leave the people find the solution. They are able to do that. We had a meeting in Paris on Friday. It was quite difficult to get something on Friday morning, but on Friday afternoon it was working. And I don't think that it's a big deal.
Great. Well, that certainly would be a good way forward. Coming back to your point of a badge or a sticker or something, I wondered if, in fact, our summit people could have a different coloured lanyard.
If you are going in that way, the most significant piece of sponsoring is the lanyard. Because if you look to the photo, the only thing you see is this piece. And then as the color of the sponsor is included in the lanyard, I don't know if we can ask Afilias, because it's usually Afilias, to do two different color for that. I'm not sure. But we may ask
them. Perhaps we can ask Afilias to do two different colors. It'll only be a small, short order for the additional summer one. And can someone get in contact with Deirdre to ask that question, Wolf?
Yes.
This is Heidi. I just have a quick question. I know I'm native English speaker, but could you someone explain what a lanyard is?
Oh, a lanyard is the thing that hangs around your neck that, in the case of an ICANN meeting, your identity and pass badge hangs off. But some people hang their mobile phones and various things off.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
It actually derives from a military term where it was worn around the shoulder and across to the waistband to identify a person of particular importance, usually the adjunct to a general or commander on the military field.
Wow, thank you for that historical background. Thank you very much.
And the colouring of a lanyard is a non-ranking ranking of who you are and how important you are.
Okay.
Very important if you're a sniper to know what colour you're aiming for.
Okay.
Right, which probably says way more about me than any of you needed to know. The final part we need to look at today, and I'm very aware of our timing here, is the communication of summit organisation material with the ALS members. The questions are in an A, B and C form here. ALS information, how does Summit Working Group plan on gathering ALS participation info? I have no idea what that sentence says. It doesn't parse, but someone will explain it to me. The travel information we've already discussed, and the second survey we've already discussed. That first question, the ALS information, how does Summit Working Group plan on gathering ALS participation info? Is that what you were referring to in the beginning, Heidi?
Yes, actually, sorry about that, but the agenda was changed, I think today, Matthias, is that correct? So point one, so that point, that last point that you're seeing, Cheryl, was actually point one of the more recent.
That's fine. I'll actually refresh my page. You see, I prepped a little bit earlier than...
Okay.
I like to know, what I'm doing tomorrow, not just what I'm doing today. And I assume in the final matter then we... the agreement of those people who are listed here in the hardcore group of Summit Group working members. At the moment, these people are listed as follows: myself, Evan, Darlene, Sebastian, Wolf, and Sylvia. Everyone agrees to be part of that?
Yes.
And Sylvia has a question.
Yes, Sylvia has a another question, and then Sebastian, you need to do a small summary for Howard. Go ahead, Sylvia.
What I wanted to know is, we spoke about the expenses for visas. Let's say there are people in my region who asked, you know, who don't live near capitals. The expenses for those visas, if they have to go to the capital, if that's going to be covered. And I just wanted to confirm if that's already set in stone or if that's just an idea that's been proposed.
This is Heidi.
Yes.
And I spoke with Stacey Hofberg, who is the travel person here at in MDR, and she said yes. She said that twice, that yes, the visa costs, travel costs to get visas would be covered.
Heidi, you are too quick to take the expression of I can. You need to be more, to stay away from that a longer time. MDR want to say Marina Del Rey.
Okay. And another question from Sylvia. How is that going to be documented? Meaning, do you want to see those invoices when we get to Mexico? How do we show you what was spent?
Let me find out from Stacy in Marina Del Rey, and I will get back to you.
Thank you very much, Heidi. We need to quickly look at the suggestions by both Dharma and Wolf. Let's do Dharma's suggestion first. I've also copied that into the beginning of the Skype chat for those of you who may not be looking at both screens at once. Wolf, have you had a time?
You give me some time to make a short summary to our...
Yes, if you go ahead and do that now, that would be very good while we're all bringing up Dharma's suggestions.
Okay, great. On a discuté de la création d'un sous-groupe où il y aura Cheryl, Evan, Darlene, Wolf, Sylvia et moi. Et je pense, et il faut qu'on revienne dessus, je vais leur poser la question, qu'il faut qu'il y ait quelqu'un de la région d'Afrique, donc ce serait important. On a discuté du fait qu'il fallait avoir un badge un peu spécifique pour la réunion. Il y aura une clé USB et on espère que ce sera la même faite par Point Asia dans les autres meetings, mais qu'elle sera co-brandée avec le logo du sommet d'un autre côté. Et puis on a une discussion sur où est-ce qu'on allait mettre les informations de chacun des participants, leurs photos, etc. Et on a conclu que nous allions avoir une discussion avec ICANWiki pour mettre ça en place et qu'ils sont d'accord. J'ai eu personnellement de longues discussions avec eux et Wolf aussi. On va les inviter à la prochaine réunion du groupe ce qu'on appelle Hardcore Summit, c'est-à-dire le groupe, le noyau dur du travail à faire. Et il y aura un site web qui sera spécifiquement dédié au sommet. Voilà les choses les plus importantes qui ont été discutées depuis la dernière fois qu'on a discuté ensemble. I guess I was on mute. He's mute, and I just wanted to ask if we are agree that on the Hardcore Summit Working Group, we are willing to have somebody from the African region.
Actually, I've just typed to Hawa, who's recently come online, asking mainly because I think it's important that we do have some Africa. In not just the support work, as we said, with our mailing response to any emails, but also I noticed the absence of Africa in the hardcore group. So if Hawa would like to approach Fatimata and decide which of them are going to have the energy and time to put in for the January and February work, indeed both of them are fine by me, but I certainly would like to see Africa there, and I think it's important that that we do have a good outreach into the African ALSs. So perhaps Howard could follow up on that as well.
Okay, that's okay. I will just translate that. Hawaii, si tu peux décider entre toi et Fatimata ou toutes les deux pour participer dans ce groupe noyau et nous aider et réellement participer en janvier-février avant la réunion de Mexico, ce serait vraiment super parce qu'il nous semble important qu'il y ait quelqu'un d'Afrique. Voilà. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, just looking at Dharma's suggestions, much of her suggestions are things you have picked up. Would you've had time to read her suggestions dated 23rd of December, have you?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course I did. And I consider this as very essential, especially in terms of how to conduct a summit and how to look on social processes. And this is something, in my eyes, according to my experience, which is very, very important if you deal with a very heterogeneous group of ALSs with hardcore experts and people who are really from the grassroots, and to bring these target groups together and to meet their expectations and requirements. I think Dharma's considerations are very, very helpful. And we have to keep this in mind.
Okay.
And therefore, I would like to modify my suggestion. What I said before, we have two. We should have about two input persons or the moderator. We should better call it facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my eyes, I agree with Dharma's concept that the input person is not the same as a moderator or a facilitator. This needs another quality and another kind of a background.
Indeed, I couldn't agree with you more. Wolf, can I ask you to take your suggestions and those that Dharma has made and recreate a new set of proposals that we will discuss specifically. We may cover them briefly in our hardcore working group meeting in January, but we will be discussing in full in the next summit working group meeting.
Yes, I'm pleased to do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This brings us to the end of the agenda and indeed the end of our time. So I was wondering, is there any other business or any additional information that anyone wishes to share with this meeting right now? No?
There's no objection.
No, in absolute silence then. Sylvia, anything from the Spanish Channel?
No, I just thank you so much. I'm very happy the way everything is working. Everybody's participating, and whatever you need my assistance, you can count on me. And Merry Christmas for everybody, and we will see you in January.
Thank you, Sylvia, and believe me, my dear, I know I certainly count on you, and I suspect many of us on this call will too. Anything, Sebastian, if you could ask Hawa, is there anything she would like to raise in French, please?
Hawa, est-ce que tu as des questions à poser ou des suggestions à faire avant que l'on termine cette conversation? Je pense que si tu veux répondre, il faut que tu enlèves le il faut que tu tapes étoile 7.
Ok, Sébastien, merci. J'avais une question effectivement. c'est par rapport à la liste établie des ALS globalement qui seront les participants du sommet. Et nous, les membres qui sont déjà membres de ALAC, qui sont dans le comité, est-ce que c'est la peine, est-ce que nous devons remplacer notre participation par un autre membre de nos ALS ou bien c'est comment qu'il faut procéder? Je ne sais pas si vous avez discuté de cette question.
Si, on a discuté de ça et on a dit qu'il y avait quelques personnes qui auraient un deuxième, mais quelques ALS qui en auront un deuxième, comme par exemple Cheryl, mais il n'y a pas... C'est pas une politique pour tous les membres de ALAC parce qu'il n'y a pas le financement pour ça.
Ok. C'était une précision parce que là, quand tu rends compte que les gens seront invités, après, il faut pouvoir les expliquer pourquoi il n'y aura pas eu la prise en charge, quoi. Puisque moi, je suis déjà membre. Ou bien toi, tu es déjà membre. Il faut que l'ALS soit représentée par quelqu'un d'autre.
Non, mais c'est toi qui représentes ton ALS.
Oui, oui.
Si pour toi, il y avait un problème, il faut que tu nous le dises et on en discutera entre nous et puis on verra comment est-ce qu'on peut faire. Mais ce n'est pas une politique de remplacer tous les ALS.
D'accord. Oui.
Pardon, tous les ALAC, tous les membres de ALAC.
Oui.
Okay, the question from our was to know what is the policy about the ALAC member regarding the ALS representative during the summit. And as we discussed that, I answer that it will be the case for three or four of the ALAC member or secretariat member who need to have somebody else to participate to the full summit, but it's not a policy that each ALAC member have somebody to replace him or to be with him during the summit. It's just okay for three or four people.
Merci.
Pas de quoi, et merci et bonne fête.
Merci, bonne fête à tous. Bonne fête, Mathias.
Merci.
Mathias est là?
Oui.
Mathias, le mot de passe que vous m'avez donné ne marche toujours pas avec la liste modérateur à Paralo.
D'accord, je vais l'essayer encore une fois et c'est
voilà, parce qu'il y a des trucs en instance.
Okay, Cheryl, I think you can take back the lead and they have some personal issue or regional issue they will solve after the call. I want to thank you for all the time you spend and the job you've done in this preparation of the summit and more generally with ALAC, you Cheryl and both of all the participants here and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and I hope to find you very well next year to have a very good summit together.
Thank you very, very much. I'm actually typing to Fatemata at the moment, and I will trust that she and Howa will have a conversation in the near future about ensuring Africa's input into the summit and indeed in the preparation for the summit. One thing I would like to do in finalisation of this is ensure that we do have the Skype address for Alexandra. I didn't see that come up. If we're going to include him in this chat and at the next working group meeting, someone needs to find that. Sebastian, do you have that contact for him?
I don't have the Skype for Alessandro Pisanti, but I will try to... I will be in touch with him, and I hope that we will find time for our next conference call where he will be able to participate, and I will ask him if I have a Skype
I can do, Sebastian, given that it's late where you are, I can do that. I have been in touch with Alejandro.
But he's in holiday anyway. But that's okay.
That would be great, Heidi, if
okay.
you could do that. That's fine. I just think it's important that we don't let that one slip through and that it's prepared for our next meeting. Okay, in summation then, we have two doodles that will be being run. We have a hardcore working group meeting sometime in the week of the 5th of January. And we have a full summit working group meeting, which is going to be sometime in the week of the 11th of January. Is there any other comments or questions from anyone?
No.
If not, then I would like to, on behalf of the at-large advisory committee, thank each and every one of the summit working group people who have worked tirelessly and with unbelievable energy in sometimes great difficulties and certainly some stressful moments. We have come so far, and when you look back on this in the middle of March, you have come so far as you hopefully take some rest time, some celebration time, some contemplation time in the next few weeks. I do think that it would be nice for you to pat yourselves on the back for the enormous amount of good work that you've all done. And at that point, I will do a few more things in the Skype chat just to wind this up. But I wish you all the very best of the season and look forward to speaking to you all again in January.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Gareth Sherman.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Brandon.
Left.
Spanish.
Left.
Okay.
Operator.
Yeah.
Left.
Seb.
Left.